Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Michelle Knezovic here with you on this Thursday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. The Preds in action tonight, taking on the New Jersey Devils on the road. Pregame at 5 o'clock tonight, which I will be a part of. You can check that out here on 102.5 The Game. And to help us talk more about that, let's go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in Predators head coach John Hines. John, good morning. How are we doing?
Good morning, guys. Doing really well. Hope the same for you.
Well, appreciate you taking time to be with us this morning. So, John, obviously a break in the schedule game-wise that you guys didn't anticipate over the weekend, but you get back on the ice on Tuesday. You get the win against Anaheim. What did you make of the response of your team after a few days off there?
Well, I thought having a few days, I thought we were able to use it pretty well for some good practice time and kind of some resets for certain things we want to be able to do better and some individuals. I really liked our first two periods against Anaheim. I thought we played fast, we played connected. I thought there was lots of opportunities, particularly in the second period, to break that game open as far as, you know, chances and offensive zone time and things like that. We didn't get rewarded for it. I thought in the third period we've got to manage that better. It wound up being a tight game, and I thought that, you know, there were times where we gave up some explosive, easy plays defensively, and I think it energized Anaheim. So I thought for the most part it was pretty good, but I'd like to see more us handle that third period better than we did.
What was it like, John? Like, how did you manage the time? Obviously, you guys find out that there's a flood in your arena, and of course, tremendous work to get that turned around so you guys can play Tuesday. But what was that like from you, from a coaching perspective, during that time period? And I guess, you know, did you see rust or anything like that from your team? Like, how did you try to handle that and avoid that?
Well, it was, you know, Joe, it's exactly right. It was a little bit of a kind of a shotgun on Friday because we had the 1 o'clock game and, you know, the pipe burst, I think, around 5:30 in the morning. So we were there as coaches, which allowed us to kind of get a beat on the day early. And really, we kind of had an impression really early in the morning that we probably weren't going to play just based on what we saw. So we kind of readjusted that day. We brought everyone over to Centennial and we had a practice and just, you know, kind of mentally just talk with the guys that we got to get a good practice in today and Saturday. And then if we weren't going to play on Sunday, there was a chance maybe the game got changed till Sunday with Columbus. But, you know, stayed ready, stayed practice with them, pushed them hard in practice, gave them Sunday off. And then we came back on Monday and then had another really good practice. So we tried to simulate, once we knew we weren't playing on Saturday, our practice very similar to a game load. You know, we went about an hour and five, some competitive drills, five-on-five stuff, some scrimmage things where you're still in that game intensity, game mode, managing time and space and having your workload similar to a game. So we tried to simulate it that way. Sunday was always going to be a day off. And then Monday we came back and I thought we had a good energized practice and changed it a little bit to more tempo, speed, and execution versus competitive battle situations. And I thought we responded well, particularly early in the game against Anaheim.
John, what have been your impressions of the McDonough and Yossi pairing to this point?
I think for the most part it's been good. You know, I think that they certainly have some chemistry. I do like them for the most part in the offensive zone. I think that they work well together there. I think it's been a good fit too, just as far as lots of times with Yossi being such a good puck distributor and puck mover that I think when McDonough has opportunities to move it up ice, he's making some better decisions. But, you know, lots of times he can get over the Yossi and then the play's getting moved up ice, you know, which I think has been good for them. I think the one component that can be a little better is I think sometimes where Yossi's just covering for each other a little bit from the offensive side where, you know, I think if McDonough goes down into the play, you know, Yossi's such an active player that just makes sure that they're, you know, when one guy's down, the other guy's got to make sure he's in a good position to recover if there's a breakdown. But I think that'll just take a little, you know, that's something we're working with them on. They recognize that, but there's still a, you know, just feeling how your partner, what your partner does in certain situations. But overall, I think it's been good.
This is probably a question, you know, every time, because obviously he's pretty new and it's been an impressive start. And sometimes, you know, you get the young guys in and you know, maybe other teams get used to you or you hit a wall or whatever. But what do you think right now of Parson and how's he hanging in there?
I love his consistency. You know, like, as you said, I think it's a hard league. It's a demanding league. And even though, you know, you come up from the American League schedule isn't as demanding day in and day out and game-wise as the NHL and also the competition you're playing against. So for him to come in, I thought he's done a really good job. He hasn't been, you know, he's basically our centerman that's playing against the other team's top lines right now. He's playing good minutes. But it's been good. He's, you know, like we said, I think he has the engine and the drive to be able to play in those situations. And so far, he's been extremely consistent, and that's good to see.
Preds head coach John Hines with us here on Robbie and Rex Road. So, John, you've been around the game for a long time, and the game, especially in the NHL, it goes through different cycles, and we all know that. But it feels like scoring has been way up the last couple of years. As a coach, have you noticed any reason why that's been the case? Have you had conversations with other coaches about that? What's kind of your take on just the increase in scoring overall in the league the last couple of years?
Yeah, you know, I think the game continues to get faster and faster, and I think the rules, not as the rules continue to change and be reinforced, I think it's harder to, well, lots of times it's harder and harder to defend, just I think with the speed of the players in the league, the size of the players in the league, you know, there's no interference, holding, things like that, which allows players to be able to create offense. And I think just when you look at the evolution of offense now, how much more active the defensemen are involved. You know, lots of times there's three and four guys in the rush, for example. I think in the offensive zone, it's much more of a five-man attack. You know, lots of times there's D-men driving down the wall, D-men driving through the middle from the offensive blue line. So it opens up, you know, I think as coaches and players, you're always trying to find ways to be able to create offense. And there's just much more numbers on offense. There's less structure, you know, for the offensive zone. It's not like there's three forwards down low and the D just shoots at the point. And a lot of them are running the line. You know, you see the 2D switching up top with the puck. A forward could be carrying the puck up the wall. That strong side D-man dives through the middle, which takes coverage and opens up the top. You know, it's all those, the combination of those things tactically have increased scoring. And I think the other one is just the speed and creativity of the players in the game now.
The 20,000-foot view of your scoring, John, as a team, what is going to be required to just get the scoring up overall as you guys move forward for you guys?
Well, I think it's a combination. It's, you know, I think our power, you know, your power play also, I think when you look at power plays, you know, a year ago we had a lot of, you know, our power play was scoring at a higher rate than it is. I think as of late, we've been producing more. So that's one. We've got to continue to get that back to the level that it was. The other one is, I think, you know, trying to do a better job of, you know, we're getting, you know, lots of offensive zone time for the most part, but now it's connecting on plays, it's executing. And I think we need some individuals. You know, there's guys that on our team, you know, that are capable of producing more throughout the lineup. And I think if we can get some individuals up and running a little bit better and continue to build our team game, we're spending time there now. How do we get the finishing part? And that's something that we're focusing on, and something we're going to focus on when I get there this morning in the morning meeting, and work in progress.
John, last thing for you here. You're taking on the Devils tonight, who rolled off a 13-game winning streak that ended this past week, 19-4 on the season. So obviously they're off to a really successful start. What kind of stands out to you about this New Jersey team as you prepare to go against them tonight?
Well, I would say first and foremost is team speed. You know, they've had a lot of changes. I think they've added some good players to their team, particularly the last 2 years. You know, and I think some of their younger players, you know, you look at a guy like Fisher, he's a five-year pro now. You know, Jack, he's got some good experience. Those are good young pass players, two centermen, you know, down the middle. But I think overall their team speed is something that when you watch them play and you scout them, but you just watch games anyways around the league, you know, they're fast, they're quick. They have really good depth They're getting good goaltending. So that's why they're where they are in the standings for a reason. And, we got to be ready to play our fastest game of the year here.
Red Tech Coach John Hines, our guest here on Robbie and Rex Row. John, great stuff as always. Thanks for taking time to be with us, and good luck tonight against New Jersey.
All right, guys. Thanks. Have a great day.
Absolutely. Appreciate you as well. John Hines, our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road. I mean, it is kind of amazing. Devils 19-4 on the season. They're a plus 36 in the goal differential. We talked about Anaheim and that differential the other day at minus 37 at this point. Plus 36.
Flip it around.
Just flip that thing completely around when you're talking about the Devils. So a huge test tonight for the Predators, and you heard it there from John Hines. Going to have to play their fastest game of the season, he called it. And that's foot speed. That's also decision-making as well. So interested to see how the Predators handle that tonight. Coming up next, it's time for the Rex Rant with Joe Rexroad. You can check it out every morning at 7:45 here on the program. We'll do that coming up next. This is Robbie and Rexroad, 102.5, 106.3, the game.